It's CJ at the Movies on New HD.
I'm Christopher Zweig, and today on CJ at the Movies, I review Bad Boys Ride or Die, and I was looking forward to the sequel because of how directors Adil and Bilhel have been able to take Will Smith and Martin Lawrence's iconic Miami PD characters Mike and Marcus to new heights in the last film, Bad Boys for Life. But this sequel is a disappointment in terms of its action movie cliches and underwritten ideas. This time around, the deceased Captain Howard, played by Joe Pantoliano, has been wrongfully accused of dirty deeds, so these two must set things straight. However, that same villain who frames Howard also makes our heroes and Mike's incarcerated son Armando, played by Jacob Cepeo, wanted fugitives. Bad Boys Ride or Die wants to be another sequel in the tradition of The Fugitive, but it also wants to have Lawrence channeling on his own subplot inspired by Fearless with Jeff Bridges because of how he survives a cardiac arrest and thinks he's now deathless. Now, there's something entertaining inside, but it all feels derivative and exhausting compared to what the last film brought us. And my negative review of this movie has nothing to do with Smith slapping Chris Rock at the Oscars. It has something to do with the cliches. 2 stars. If you like this review on my upcoming reviews, please follow me on X, Instagram, and YouTube under CJ at the Movies, and you can also read my work at cjatthemovies.com. I'm Christopher Zweig. Stay safe, and I'll see you at the movies.